Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
That's a hit.
Oh, dude, I love that song.
Yeah. Who's that again?
Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
That kid's cool.
Yeah, he is cool. He was just a little baby when he started, too. Like,
well, what is he, 18 now?
I think he turned 18. But he was having all those hits last year, and he was just, it's like, oh, man, he's tiny.
But I get a couple of these young kids coming up confused. Him and Charlie Puth? I'm not sure.
Charlie Puth is the one with, the scar on his eyebrow.
That's not a haircut?
I don't know.
He didn't cut his hair, his eyebrow
to
hair
be
like...
cool? Maybe he did. I don't know. I just figured he had a scar or something, yeah.
I read
in a knife fight.
Some story about that dude caught up in a love triangle with one of the little Hollywood starlets.
Oh, really?
Who apparently was on a show dating the co-star. Then they broke up, and immediately, this is the Twitter world, Puth is like...
Oh, Bella Thorne?
That chick. Puth is on her Twitter. What's up?
Hey.
That same week, she's flying off to New York to see him play live in I guess, Madison Square Garden. And I'm thinking, what's that life like?
That's a good life.
That's your first date. You get to bring some Hollywood starlet to a show where you're going to kill. And she actually says that the quote is something like, he's amazing. And I went, oh, that son of a bee was like, yeah, you just stand right here next to the stage. I'm going to go out there and
rock these people's world, and then I'm going to come back and rock yours.
And say hi.
Well, she's the same girl that was hanging out with Scott Disick for a minute there.
Ew. She's the one who was like, I can't keep up with that guy.
Yeah.
That he goes so hard, I got to go home. Wasn't that a can or something?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny. She's just a kid, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty young. Maybe, I don't even think she's 21, maybe 19.
How old's Charlie Puth? He seems really young.
He is 25.
Oh. Well, anyway,
Bella,
I don't know how we,
19.
Oh, I know how, because we get him mixed up all
right.
The new.
Just these young dudes coming up. They're pretty talented.
Ain't nothing holding me back.
It's cool.
Yeah. All right, this part of the program is brought to you by Account Temps.
Account Temps.
Account Temps. Do
and
I have it right?
You, then,
account temps.
Okay.
I just, it says, please be sure you are saying account temps. Okay, well, it's right there. That's why wouldn't I be saying that? Mm-hmm. Right now, we'll take it's right. I mean,
Well, they're just trying to have you get it right. I mean, it's like Levi's Stadium.
Yeah.
It's not Levi's Stadium.
But, you run it all together. There's only one T in account temps in their name. So, Anywho. We're doing it live.
Right.
It's all on the script. Don't worry. 800-400-3697. That is our phone number. And if you call it and you're calling number 97, right now you win a pair of tickets to California's Great America, celebrating the Taste of New Orleans Festival this weekend and next. Call now. 800-400-3697. If you're sweating your summer deadlines, try Account Temps for highly skilled temporary accounting and finance support when you need it the most. Visit accounttemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Account Temps. Celebrity Trash. Brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the radio listener special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. There is a market for used underwear.
What do you mean?
People want that.
Oh, you mean used female underwear?
Yeah, I don't know how many. But maybe there are dudes who want used
male.
I don't think so.
I don't know how to... Well, why don't you tell the story first before I have anything to say about
it? No, have whatever you want to say.
Well, I don't know that I should.
Used underwear is, they have it in vending machines, apparently, in Japan, we've heard. And you know, there's dudes that like to pull it out of the laundry basket, give it a
whiff. Well, that's, so,
you know.
That's a story that we heard
from
someone
years ago.
That, and I've often thought how funny, and that's so comical, and this is where my story comes in, where one time, not that long ago, I happened to see a pair on the floor and did, in fact, investigate.
Oh.
And there is, I can confirm that there's no question there's, if in my case, it was someone I know I'm very close to. And, you know, I found them, didn't leave the house to find them, if you know what I mean. And, and that.
But there they were and you couldn't resist.
Well, I just wanted to see. And there's no question that there was a heightened state of arousal due to scent.
Oh. So you and me, yeah. So
I was
you're saying
completely.
All of a sudden you were all like, oh.
Well, no. I think you're getting the order by which these things went incorrect. I was.
Stop it.
Every time I open my mouth, there's another sound. Anyway, yes, you've got the order incorrect, but.
What's the order?
The order was that I was already there.
And then you spied them on the floor?
I saw those and thought, I wonder. And then.
So you left what you were doing to go get them?
I did, in fact, go. I should go back and see what those things are all about.
Huh.
I was in this. I'm in my own house.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But it seems like you're pretty much chained to the place where you're. This is all happening. I can't believe that you. Like, did you hit pause? I mean, did you.
Yeah,
like, what
well,
did you.
Yeah, it's not. Honestly, it's, what do you mean?
I'm just trying to figure out the sequence of events.
Okay, let me try to. I was alone in the house.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have to tiptoe past people.
Sure, of course.
With a boner.
I assumed.
Trying to somehow.
I know
not
you
be
have
seen.
Your lonely time.
Right.
You know.
No, it was fine. And I just. Man, this is not. I should have known. I'm just saying that it works. Mm. There's something to that.
Additional sensory input?
Yes. Mm. Thank you so much for the help. There's something to it. And I was surprised by it and even thought, man, this has been missing me for a long time.
So now she needs to hide her underwear.
I did, in fact, make her aware that that was something I surprisingly had tried for the first time, and it truly was. And she went, oh, come on.
I'd be a little bummed out.
Like, really?
That's got to be flattering, though.
Jeez.
Come on.
Really, does it? It's kind of like, oh.
Okay.
So,
if that ever happened to you, Yuzette, would you be a little bit like, ugh?
I don't care, whatever. I was like, I asked Vinny, have you done it again?
Yeah.
Do you do it every time now?
Not even close.
But when did you discover it? 2 days ago?
No.
He's done it again since then. Oh.
I've done it every day since I discovered it, which was two days ago. No. That's not the case. But
did you, the next time you did it, did you actually go into the laundry basket and search around?
No.
They were just laying on the floor?
They were, yeah.
She just dumps her clothes on the floor. She's a
Well, the chair's not there anymore, right?
The chair's not there anymore.
Oh,
but we've discussed this. Her and I have different ways.
Levels of sloppiness.
Right. And she's running that kid, and, you know, I'm not a big help. So.
Excuse me.
I do the best I can.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of times when she's been like, I'm going to leave for 4 days, and I'm all, Mom? You're going to need to come visit.
Yeah. Fly on up, Mom.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do,
that's just,
sure.
I don't feel comfortable solo.
Well, as the kid gets older, though,
it's been better.
Easier and easier.
And better for me, and I've done better and better. But some of those meltdowns.
Yeah. And those happen less, too.
Dude, what are you even doing?
Kid learns to
that's
cope.
Not the way you handle that.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's not how you talk to a screaming 3-year-old.
4 years old is the year. Like, if I could take my kids back to any year, it's the year, the 1 year before kindergarten when they're 4 years old. They're a friggin' delight.
There's just no reasoning, though.
They get their S together. Mm. No more tantrums, less tantrums.
With a three-year-old tantruming over wanting to change her shoes.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not going to sit here and listen. No. You're not. All right, here's your shoes. Like, I just.
It happens. Yeah. You got to learn to turn around and walk away. It's a hard one, but that's the way. I'm leaving. You can do whatever you want. Goodbye. Leaving the store now. Goodbye, Sean. Goodbye. Riley's like, you're not going to leave him. I'm like, don't worry. He's coming. Sure enough, he comes running out.
Anyway, back to dirty underwear.
Oh, yeah, back to dirty underwear. Thank you for that story, by the way, Vinny. I had no idea that was coming, and now I have something else to think about today.
That's not a sound I'm making at all. I'm simply...
Is that me slowed down, you bastard?
It
is. You bastard.
You bastard.
I am not going to miss you. Madonna's used panties are not the father. They're not going to be auctioned off today. There were a few things of hers, a letter that she got from Tupac while he was in jail.
Yeah.
And
they had an affair, right?
Yeah. And I guess the letter from jail, he's breaking up with her, saying, I can't be dating a white woman. It's just not good for my cred.
All right.
And then there's, or whatever, I don't know what it said. Something like that. And
I think he had already broken up with her and was giving her the reasons why. He was reflecting on why, basically, because she is a white woman.
Yeah. So then there were the panties, too, and they were all, a whole bunch of stuff was going to go up on the auction block today, not just Madonna stuff. But
where did this stuff all come from?
Like, well, it turns out that some, like, ex-friend of hers, Madonna is saying, that stuff I didn't even know was gone, and this is the person who took it, and it turns out that is the person who's trying to auction it off.
Oh.
And they've stopped she's managed to get a cease and desist. So there was also a letter she wrote to someone else where she called Whitney Houston and Sharon Stone mediocre and hairbrush. And so she says all the stuff was stolen. She didn't even know they were gone until she saw media reports about the auction. She blames this former friend. And yesterday she got a judge to block the sale. The thing she seems the most disturbed by is the hairbrush because it has her hair in it. And she says, I understand that my DNA could be extracted from a piece of my hair. It is outrageous and grossly offensive that my DNA could be auctioned for sale to the general public. Hmm. You know, someone might clone her because that's what we need, another Madonna.
Well, that is it's a weird thing to think about.
Sure.
It might not occur to one of us, but I could see why she might go, ew.
The letter from Tupac is dated January 15th, 1995 at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, jail's awful, isn't it?
Yeah. I've waited a long time to finally write this, mainly because I was struggling to find all the answers so that I wouldn't leave any unanswered questions. First and foremost, I must apologize to you because, like you said, I haven't been the kind of friend I know I'm capable of being. And then they actually blur the rest of it out on TMZ. They want clicks.
Well, and they want someone to pay for that thing, right?
Sure.
They're selling it.
Right. And then there were a few things. Here's the picture of the underpants, which don't look used. I mean, they just look like apparel.
Well, that would be the only reason.
Yeah, they are supposedly ones that she wore. A spokesperson for Gotta Have Rock and Roll, which is where these things, I guess, were going to be auctioned, says that it's this woman, Darlene Lutz. Madonna says she was blindsided by the auction, never knew some of these items weren't even in her possession. She believes this former friend and art consultant, Darlene Lutz, betrayed her by taking this stuff. Lutz tells TMZ, Madonna and her legal army have taken what we believe to be a completely baseless and meritless action to temporarily halt the sale of Ms. Lutz's legal property. So I guess that this must be the lawyer. We believe the intent is nothing more than to besmirch the good reputations of the auction house and Ms. Lutz. Madonna's allegations will be vigorously challenged and refuted in a court of law. Due course. So a pair of personally worn panties, letters from friends like Rosie O'Donnell, several other handwritten notes to family members were were among the items.
This person can be arrested. Isn't that stolen property?
That's what it seems like to me. It should at the very least just be returned to Madonna.
Yeah.
You'd think that, but then, you know, you find out people can just live in your house rent-free just because somehow there's some weird law that says, yeah, eat it, landlord.
We protect them.
What are you looking at?
You.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know what could be protecting this lady, but come to find out, there's some pretty weird laws on the books.
Well, and if she was a friend and they did hang out together, I mean, this woman could make the argument that she gave me this stuff. Although, why Madonna would give her panties and letters is beyond me. That just sounds like stolen stuff.
It's just a weird thing to have to argue and prove.
Right.
In this case, though, we can prove the guy stole at least six, probably more like $15,000 from us total. It's unbelievable. And it's apparently legal to have him just say, yeah, I know you gave me 60 days notice, but I'm not moving out.
It's more than legal. It's like standard out here.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, you'd think that a person's guilt, right. You'd think a person's like idea of right and wrong. You gave me 60 days notice. It's not my house. I have plenty of time to move. The idea that he went, yeah, I'm not leaving.
Is he still?
He's gone now.
Oh, he's gone.
We had a sheriff remove him. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, how much?
We had
that?
A sheriff lock him out. And we still don't know, because we're not there, that he's stayed away. We hope so. I mean, there's been workers trying to put the place back together. All the damage, we have to eat it.
What kind of damage?
You wouldn't even believe it.
Like he intentionally damaged the property because you were trying to get him out?
You know those, you know when you have a TV that you mount on a wall?
Sure.
Because now these new TVs need to basically be hung. She had put on this big arm, this big metal arm, so you could actually take the TV and move it to different
angle
spots.
Angle it to different places.
He just ripped the arm from the wall and left two gaping holes where that arm and TV were.
So he took your
TV and the arm.
He took your TV.
And the arm.
Oh my
gosh. I don't even care about the TV. You know, what does a Vizio flat screen cost
now? Sure, $400.
That's not the thing. The thing is, he took the arm.
But it was your TV.
The gaping holes. It wasn't like, dude, unscrew it.
Yeah.
You're going to rob us, just rob us. But,
you know. Yeah, actually, and if that's the worst of it, you got off easy, because I know people who bought former rental properties where people had taken a bag of concrete and poured it down the toilet.
Well, so this is Bryn. Apparently, his family, they do this. They're in business. They have rental properties, and he's the first person that has sort of made it understood to me that this is the deal. I didn't know that. That was...
So you've dealt with this many times.
I have, but San Jose wasn't like that before. I think recently they just started to... try to mimic San Francisco's
renter protections. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it, though. We didn't do anything to him.
No. Yeah. Well, you made him move out, so you ripped your TV
off
the
wall. We're selling it.
Yeah.
You
can buy it. Why don't you buy it, sir?
Anyway, I didn't mean to go there.
No,
so
that's,
this person's it's protected.
Freaking fascinating,
it is,
and I haven't wanted to ask you about it
because
I know you don't want
to... You can't believe... that we had to go to court and say, we need this guy out of our house, and we didn't know if the judge would say yes.
But did the judge did say yes?
But gave him 2 weeks. And then there's a thing where they're like, if he doesn't get all his stuff out, you have to hold on to it for him for 2 weeks. And I'm like, you mean light a bonfire in our front yard with it, right? Nope, you can't damage, sell, nothing. You have to hold his stuff.
What about after 2 weeks?
I don't know. Luckily, we didn't have to deal with that. But
he
just the idea that I was now being put on notice because I've already shown some clear incapability of dealing with some of it. Like, I've lost my...
Well, you get mad. I mean, it's, you know, who could blame anybody? Luckily, you know, you're...
My instinct to protect my person is, like, kicking in. Because it's not my house, not specifically.
Right.
But it's shocking how much these protective measures are in place that people just go,
I'm covered.
So this lady, back to your story, sorry we got off on a tangent, I guess is probably protected from stealing Madonna's underwear and other things because it seems to be the case.
Right, that there's all, you know, she'll just say, Madonna gave me this stuff.
Right.
Madonna will say, no, I didn't. She'll hand back the stuff, and I think that'll probably be the end of it. Although Madonna's got deep pockets, she could pursue it.
Right.
Who knows? I'm going to leave you with this. Kid Rock is, he's throwing his hat out there. He wants to be, where's he? Is he a Michigan guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because so, it just Detroit. Says Kid Rock 18 for Senate. He actually put stuff all over like social media yesterday. Little like here's his logo, Kid Rock 18 for U.S. Senate. And then they would have like little quotes. One of them is, I believe if you work your butt off and pay taxes, you should be able to easily understand and navigate the laws, tax codes, health care, and anything else the government puts in place that affects us all. I can't disagree with that. And I like Kid Rock. I don't like some of his
politics
necessarily, but that makes sense to me. Work your butt off, pay your taxes. You should be able to easily understand why you're paying them. Mm-hmm. How to fill out the form. I mean, I got to pay a guy. I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know.
You do it. It's very true.
Kid Rock got some big endorsements. George Pataki, New York governor in New York City. He says he thinks the rock star is exactly the kind of candidate the GOP needs. Caitlyn Jenner also said that, that's great. She's a Republican, too. And she's made some noise about possibly entering politics. However, a shuck a duck.
What?
Herman Cain. Remember him? He said no. He's Republican, and he says he doesn't think that Kid Rock should.
That's
his catchphrase, by the way. Shuck a duck.
I don't remember this.
Shucky ducky. Oh, no?
No. What is this?
That was just, he would be, at a rally. And
Herman Cain. Shuck a duck.
This guy, Herman Cain. You remember him?
No.
Yeah.
So when I met Kid Rock in backstage in the kitchen at Bimbo's when he did a show for us, he had that face. I saw the face and went, I know that face. And it's that stoned face that I used to have through most of high school that used my girlfriend used to, at the time, used to just go, I want to punch you.
Yeah, squinty red eyes.
You look
and
so
and
stupid
smile.
Right now. I just want to punch you right in your face. He had it. And I thought, oh, my
Lucky.
God. How's he going to run for office with that face on?
Hey, it's legal everywhere now. Did you grab the Herman Cain or do we not bother? He didn't say shaka dog in there?
Yeah, I don't hear this catchphrase you're into.
Anyway, there's a big piece in USA Today about, celebrities running for office. They're actually talking about The Rock. It has been making some noise about running for public office as well. And then they go through, Jesse Ventura, Al Franken, who's been in the Senate since 08.
He's still there.
He does great. Like, if you ever watch any of the hearings, like, he asks amazing. He's amazing.
No, he's into the job.
Yeah.
For sure.
Of course, our own Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ronald Reagan. Shuck a ducky.
All right.
There it is. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Radio station request hour doesn't go well.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, you're going to find out after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. The Family Guy has paid tribute to Adam West. As you know, Adam West, who played Batman, had passed away a couple of weeks ago. And he's been playing Mayor Adam West, the mayor of Quahog, on The Family Guy for years. They say, I guess he's been in more than 100 episodes as Mayor Adam West. And they did a 9-minute highlight reel that we've put a link to.
Oh, I was just watching it. How funny.
Yeah, so that's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So you can check that out. Do you like it as a kid?
Yeah, I'm 2 minutes and 30 seconds. It's funny. I don't know the show that well, but everything I'd read about Adam West was he was such a nice human being that I was like, oh, let me watch this.
Yeah, he passed away June 9th. God, that man time is flying. I feel like he just passed like a minute ago. So Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, said, Family Guy has lost its mayor and I've lost a friend. And so they did a 9-minute highlight reel that you can find at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
So do you want me to begin with the Eddie Ift story?
Yes. I would love for you to do that.
Okay, so our good friend Eddie Ift, a great comedian and someone who I've been friends with now for I don't know how long. We've surfed together. Yeah. We both had kids around the same time together.
Both have little girls.
Yes, we stay in touch. And I'm a big fan. I really like the guy. Anyway,
so he's on the show today.
And was supposed to be.
Supposed to be here at 8 a.m. and spend the whole hour with
us. Right, and then I just got a text from him. Sorry, we are running late. Our inverter blew up last night. We are driving without any power in the back of the bus. We should be there around 8:30. We're off to a great start.
So I don't know how long ago it was that he bought this bus, but it's a short bus. I think we're all familiar with what those look like. He took this short bus, gutted it, had some construction crew come in and make the inside of it.
I think it was even on some design show where they were tricking this bus out. There are video pieces of them putting this thing together.
Oh, okay, I don't know if it was a show or if he just made it a show, but but yes, he's definitely made this a little broadcast room.
Right.
Where he can do a show just like the set of,
Right, it's like taking a talk show on the road. But he does this podcast. I think it's called the Bingle Bus?
The Bingle. I don't know what the podcast is called. He used to do one called Talkin' Bleep with Eddie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He retired that, and this is the launch of his new podcast and his new show. And I'm sure he hopes to, you know, have it catch fire and be a thing.
Right.
The Bingle Bus. So the bus he had painted and it's all dialed and
it's killer.
And he's put together this tour which starts tonight at the San Jose Improv.
Right.
And I'm sitting at home yesterday. I had hoped he was coming to town early so him and I could go surfing.
Right.
That was sort of the plan. Yeah. Get up here. I have surfboards. Just bring a wetsuit. You and I will go spend some time together and then, you know, you'll sleep and come do our show.
Right.
He's on Facebook Live yesterday, and you can go to Eddie Ift, IFFT, his Facebook page. He's doing these live things. He's in his garage yesterday afternoon at 5 p.m.
Oh, God.
And he's talking to this camera. We're bleeped. The bus isn't working. I've got... And he's talking about all the things they have to do to get this bus on the road. And I'm looking at my watch. I'm just about to go to dinner, and he hasn't left L.A. yet. And I pull the missus over. I'm like, look at my friend. And he's down. He's really bummed. He's got this whole tour planned. Mm. And it's not just San Jose. He's going to drive to Eugene next. And then
he's got a whole thing. He's booked.
And then I think Seattle.
So he's taking, because he wasn't just doing a show at the Improv in San Jose. He was going to spend a lot of the day there, and they were going to...
Podcast from the back of the Bingle Bus, which he's now texting and says doesn't have any power.
San Jose, Eugene, Seattle, Spokane, Boise, Salt Lake, Denver, Nebraska, Minnesota, Chicago, Madison,
Iowa. He thinks he's going to get that thing to Denver, huh?
I guess so. That's what he thinks.
Poor Eddie.
So last night he's listing off the things. I guess rats got in and chewed all the wires in the car.
Oh, no. You got to be kidding me.
No. So
rats?
Rats chewed up the wires. So he had... He's all, you know, I really thought at this point we'd just be doing an oil change to get it ready for the road. And it looks like I have to have someone, an electrician, come in and
rewire this whole thing.
This
oh, my
whole
God.
Thing. Man. So, and that was, I can't wait to hear what time he actually got loaded up and left his house. Because he had a whole crew of people in his front yard last night.
Working on the Bingle Bus.
And he's yelling at the dog. The dog's barking. He's like, get up!
Oh, my God. Poor Eddie.
Oh, and it's a tour. So it's really a thing. He's committed, and we'll have to see how it goes for him.
You said it was Instagram Live?
No, I think he was Facebook Live-ing it.
Is that the same thing as the Instagram Live? Like, it's there for 24 hours?
No, that's there forever, Facebook Live.
Oh, Facebook Live, that's it. You can go check it out. Yeah. But Instagram Live it's there like your story, and it's gone in 24
hours.
That's
right. And that's what they took from Snapchat. Okay. That's the feature. That's their Snapchat crushing feature that seems to be working.
Right.
Instagram has two different versions, though. One is a story that disappears after 24 hours, and the other one is a live one that just goes away as soon as you stop broadcasting.
Yeah, you can choose both.
Oh, it's just a live.
Yeah, just live, and then once you hit the stop button, gone.
Oh, no, I've watched people's live things
and gone
on Instagram.
Forever.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. If they, you decide which one.
Yeah.
You decide the one that you want.
But she was doing a live one.
And on Facebook. So on Facebook, after you finish it, it just saves to your timeline.
And that's it.
And it's there forever.
And I would say, go pull that up. But clearly the frustration and the language is a thing that I don't necessarily know Bryn wants to get involved in right
now.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I can get it ready
for
another break if you like.
Yeah, we don't need to.
No, I wouldn't mind hearing a little of his frustration.
Maybe just a clip of it.
Sure.
He's like, we got to get this air. There's a box of an air conditioner sitting on the driveway, and he's like, this was supposed to be inside the, but I had to get a generator to run it, so this has to be inside too, and there's a generator in a box next to it as well. And it's all.
And he's going to be here at 8:30, huh?
I don't know. He sent me a video. Bryn and I were looking at his video, and it's just pretty much darkness in that bus. I just texted him, asked him what time he left L.A.
Mm. That'll be an interesting answer.
I haven't left yet. I'll be there at 8:30.
Jumping on the plane now.
Poor Eddie.
Well, that was the thing. So he could have just jumped a plane, but the Bingle bus is the thing.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Well,
it's where he records
perform, right?
Sure, I guess.
I mean,
go
at
to
this point,
any radio station you go to, hey, can I use your equipment for an hour?
Right. We'd set him up.
At this point, though, he'd almost, if he could find someone who can tow that thing for him.
Yeah, just tow the thing along. Just pay someone to tow your Bingle bus. That's a great idea, Vinny.
Well, I
mean, text him that. Just get a tow company. Get a flatbed. Just put it up on top.
Right.
Actually, that's what he should do.
Oh,
he should put that thing on a flatbed. And just.
They do have flatbeds that will move your car.
Sure.
I'm going to need you to move me today from Seattle to Denver.
And tomorrow to Chicago.
All right. So that's the latest from Eddie, who was supposed to be here at 8, and it's not looking good. How's my time? Oh, my Lord. All right.
I
was going to do a Millennium Tower update, but I'll save that for next break because, you know, I do want to get to some nonsense as well. Sarah and I have both worked our way up through radio.
Yeah.
We didn't always do mornings in Market 4.
No, we didn't.
I don't know if you ever did overnights.
I did
overnights.
I think you have to. That's like they won't put you on in the daylight.
I actually got on. I skipped everything. And then when they said, we've hired a morning show, you guys are not. Then I got put back. I was like,
Really? From prime time to overnights,
Yeah, well, they stole the biggest morning show in town.
Mm.
And they were better by far than we were. So what was I supposed to say? But anyway, I couldn't work any of the machines and nothing. So I had to learn. But I was overnights on a heavy metal station.
Uh-huh.
I would like to say they're not quite the same as an Alice audience.
No.
They can be belligerent and downright hostile.
Oh, the listeners when they call
sure, the threats were beyond belief.
You better play this song.
You play AC/DC Back in Black right now or I'm coming down there.
Oh.
Well, dude, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Right.
That's not happening. I'm on my way. All right.
I'll call the cops.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to do.
Jesus.
I'm in the window. There I am.
Oh, they can see. They could see right into your studio.
Oh, yeah. We broadcast in a little business park, and it was on. It was the first floor.
Oh.
And there was the window.
So did the guy come down?
Oh, many times people came down.
Did they try to break the window?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No. Most people were so drunk that they were just being belligerent.
Right.
But plenty of times people showed up outside, and you just go, yeah, what? That doesn't mean I'm going to play your song, dude.
Right.
I've been in too much trouble for this. Anyway, this happened to someone at Kiss 108.
In Boston?
Yes.
Oh, funny.
You know Kiss 108?
Sure. Kiss 108.
It was there when you were there. Then.
It was. It's been there forever.
A man drove to Kiss 108 in Boston on Monday afternoon to request a song in person. My Axe by Insane Clown Posse.
Oh. Do they play that on Kiss 108?
Actually, it says here in the story, like every single other radio station in the country and the world, no one plays Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, no.
They don't even have it.
Oh. Why would they?
So when the DJ wouldn't play his request, the guy pulled out an axe.
Oh, my God.
You know, the song My Axe. And
he got all the way to the DJ?
Apparently, I'm guessing he was like the people I'm telling you.
So this was nighttime?
No, this was in the afternoon.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is the people who used to show up would be on my phone, but be outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing this person was calling the DJ saying, I'm here.
Yeah.
Play my song. Then when the guy went, I'm never going to be able to play Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
You're going to get me fired. The guy pulled out an axe and some knives and demanded it. That's when the SWAT team came out.
Oh, nice.
After a 3.5, the 3-hour standoff.
Oh, did they keep it all live on the air?
Which included the guy fighting through a shot from a taser.
Oh!
He was arrested without anyone else getting hurt.
Well, that's good news.
The police say he's going for a psych eval.
Yeah, I mean, he could really just pick up his phone, go to Spotify, and yell, "Play Insane Clown Posse!"
Are you sure you did this? Because I'm telling you, yeah, we could... I would say to people, do you have that album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm saying they'll hear it out of the same place.
I understand, but I'm just saying that people want to be the DJ for the town.
And
they
then everybody hears the
I've
song they want.
I've affected what everyone's hearing.
Oh.
It's me.
Yeah.
I'm the programmer.
Don't you love this song? I picked this song out.
Right. That's what's going on there in the middle of the night. The belligerent guy who said, I'm coming down there to kill you. All right. I don't know what to say to you. I can't play that song. I'm truly...
What does that song sound like?
Oh.
Let's call it My Axe.
Yeah, I don't think we can...
Is it like...
Yeah, there's no clean version.
Here. Yeah, there's no...
That's too bad.
I'm sure it's not.
They're horrible.
Insane Clown Posse. Don't start.
What are they, Jug...
That's them.
They suck. Juggaloos?
Juggaloos.
People do love them.
Just play your record at home, though, because honestly, DJs can't play that.
No. And we really can't. You know, we don't. We have program directors and music directors. They tell us what to play.
I didn't come up through radio the same way most people did. So when I got put in, I was truly doing that. I was saying, I'm not playing this song. And breaking wrecked CDs right there. And my boss got really mad.
Yeah.
Like, as fun. Yep. He was like, listen, the radio's good. Those are my CDs. Don't break my crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... You know, there we were in a, you know, what did they call those?
Standoff?
Air check meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like,
oh, that.
You know, as funny as that break was, you're breaking my stuff.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore. You're going to be fired for it. And, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Well, we only had the one copy of the CD, and now no one can play that song that you hate.
I'm just doing a bit, bro.
Sound effects.
Yeah, break your own.
Theater of the mind.
That boy, they used to say that a lot.
Sure did. You don't have to break anything. There's a sound effect for that.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400. Look it up. Puth's eyebrow scar is from a dog bite when he was 2.
Okay. I thought, you know, it was a scar.
925 says, I'll see Vinny at Disney on Monday.
Oh.
Cool. Mm. Say hi.
So you're only going to have a couple hours to do the park on Monday, though.
I'll get to the park on Sunday afternoon. We'll have Sunday evening to be in the park.
That'll be great.
I'll go to bed.
Yeah.
Get up and do our show. I'll have a few hours on Monday in the park.
Yeah.
And then straight to the airport. It's going to be a whirlwind.
It is.
But a good one.
Sure.
It's a good,
great.
Good thing to have.
No Saturday?
No, you mean, no, the part of the giveaway is that we're flying up with people specifically together.
Right.
And they booked it for Sunday. 707 says, oh my God, women are so ungrateful.
Yeah. Amen.
Better the men in your lives smell your underwear instead of some other ladies'. Sheesh.
So I should be grateful that you're smelling my panties.
I said I'm fine. Whatever.
Is that a guy or a girl writing
that? I don't
know.
It's such a weird one. Like, women are... I'm ungrateful if I think it's... you're smelling my panties.
Hunched over a laptop with dirty underwear
in
my face.
Yeah, it doesn't... I just... Wow, I'm so grateful to see you in this position. It's, you know what? I'm rethinking my entire stance on this.
You're
I'm
welcome.
To be more... Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.